we are put into positions where we have to lead. And oftentimes we mess up because we allow our egos to get the best of us. We don't make informed decisions based on being professional. I mean, at any point you're in a leadership position, you have to always treat people how you want to be treated. If you cannot be in a leadership position and do things in a professional manner, you'll always have people who won't be satisfied with the way you lead. You must be able to listen to what people are saying to you. You must be able to appreciate the feedback and thoughts people have about you. You must be able to trust the people you have working around you. Because if you don't, you're going to feel the brunt of the backlash when it comes. And you have to practice empathy. Yes, you have to be a stern leader. Yes, you have to stand your ground. But you can also do that without making people feel less than who they are. And so if you're hearing the sound of my voice and you're in a leadership role, reassess how you deal with people. Reevaluate how you can be better. Pinpoint areas and avenues where you can naturally make people feel comfortable working with you, trusting you, and ensuring that your reign as a leader is as successful as you would want it to be. Because that is the only way that your leadership will matter, if the people, you inspire the people around you to do better. And if you can, as a leader, if you can inspire the people around you to do better, your reign will be successful. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Minor Bubble Podcast. You can also find our podcast on TuneIn, Amazon Music, and you can also like us on Facebook, Mind a Bubble Podcast.